Preschoolers don't really come with a manual, do they? You want to spend your day helping them grow and enjoying the magic of learning through the eyes of a preschooler. You also want to help them deal with all the big feelings that come with being 3 or 4, but real talk, you don't have a lot of time. We need to prep for the day with confidence and ditch the stress that sometimes comes along the way. I got you. Welcome to the Preschool Made Easy podcast. I'm your host, Chantel, a kinder teacher turned curriculum designer and preschool consultant, and I'm here to help you make this school year the best one yet. Let's get to the show. When you get a recipe, do you first look at the ingredient list or the steps? I always go to the ingredients first. I guess I just like to be mentally prepared before I make a decision about whether or not I'm going to use it. Obviously, if the steps tell me it's going to take so much longer than I expected, then I probably won't make it anyway. But before I go into the cooking abyss, let's think about you teaching your littles. Chances are, if the activities you're trying to do with your students have a never-ending supply list, then you might not want to do it. But if it's short and sweet, like the ideal faculty meeting, then it's a winner. Hey, hey, preschool bestie. You're listening to episode 26, and today we're talking about what we can really teach our students with simple everyday items, my favorite supplies I use to teach preschoolers, and 4 creative activities you can do with simple everyday supplies. Looking for fun and easy preschool activities that go perfectly with these simple items for your little ones? Go to shantymacias.com/shop. That's ShantyMacias to get your hands on our weekly themed activity packs. Stay with me because I also have an amazing promo code for 10% off your order at the end of this episode. All right, let's do this. You ever notice how you follow all these people on Instagram? Teachers, influencers, business owners, and you see all of their posts and stories with products you need to buy, why you should have it, and how they use them and all that, but you don't really know how they got started or even why? Apart from the obvious must-have purchases, would you really buy from someone you don't know, like, or trust, in person or online? Don't we typically buy from brands or people we have a relationship with? It's because we either like them, trust their products and guarantees, or know their story and feel connected to it somehow. I am so incredibly honored to be in your ears right now and grateful that you chose to spend your day listening to my podcast. So please allow me to share a little bit of my story with you. My whole life, I've wanted to be a teacher. I was made for it. I knew it since I was about 3 years old. I would play teacher every chance I got and help my friends in school when they didn't understand something. When I was 13, I started volunteering in classes, helping third graders pass their exams. In high school, I joined the early childhood program where I would visit local schools and serve as a teacher aide. I loved it so much that after graduating high school, I enrolled in college and earned my bachelor's in early childhood education degree. I started teaching and soon after, well, actually at the same time, I earned my master's degree in curriculum instruction and technology. I taught for 5 years, but really, I already had so much experience in the classroom, and I was mentored by some incredible veteran educators who truly made me the professional I am today. Then one day, my husband and I found out I was pregnant with our first child. We were so elated and agreed that I would stay home with our baby for the first 6 months. Well, that turned into 1 year, which quickly turned into 5 years. During that time, I was homeschooling our daughter and creating preschool activities for her. So I figured, why not try to sell these resources that she's clearly loving and growing so much with? So I opened a Teachers Pay Teachers store and began selling. Getting those emails and hearing the cha-chings on my phone every time I made a sale reassured me that I was doing what I was meant to do. I was serving other teachers and parents and helping them really make a difference in their kiddos' lives. When our daughter started pre-K, I was offered a kinder position at her school. It was so amazing to be back in the classroom and, best of all, right next to baby girl's class. Now, with all the challenges of going back to the class after 5 years, I learned so much about what teachers are experiencing in today's world. So much has changed. It's true. So why not change how we serve others? I then decided to focus on my expertise, which is preschool education. I now have the privilege of creating fun and easy activity packs that allow teachers and parents to educate their littles with simple materials and hands-on activities their littles absolutely love. See how I connected both my story and the simple supplies there? So, first of all, thank you for allowing me to share my story with you. I love you all so much and I appreciate you. And all right, let's get back to this episode. So what academic skills can you teach with these simple everyday materials? Here are just a few. You can teach letter name and sound recognition, numbers, number sense, counting, rhyming, patterns, print concepts, and more. Need to work on fine motor skills? You can help them with pencil grip, coloring, paper tearing, cutting, gluing, lacing, buttoning, and so much more. What about language development? Of course. By working on fun and easy activities with simple materials, you can ask your students comprehension questions, encourage their social interactions with their friends, teach them vocabulary words, and help your students blend sounds together to form words. My preschool weekly themed activity packs focus on 5 skills, and each one comes with their own short and sweet supply list of things you already have in your class. And you can definitely grab these in the show notes. That's just a few of the skills you can teach your little ones with everyday supplies. But the truth is, the list is endless. But if you'd love to have a handy list of skills to work on this year, check out my kindergarten readiness checklist. I'll definitely drop a link for you in the show notes. Trust me, it's got everything you need to get your kiddos ready for kindergarten, knowing they will succeed. Now, let's talk about my fave simple materials. I use these to teach my daughter at home and my students in class, and I always recommend them to other teachers and parents who are starting to teach their toddlers and or preschoolers. The first step is to make a donation pile of things you think you no longer need in your home, and then bring those to your class. Raid your kitchen, your bathroom, your bedroom, my favorite, the seasonal decor, and even your kids' rooms if you have children. I promise you'll have a much bigger pile than you originally expected. Step two is to think of how and where you're going to use these items in your classroom. Lots of them may be versatile, like spoons, so you can use these in sensory bins, the art center, or even your dramatic play center. Step three is to find a home for these items and or store them. Now that we have a whole bunch of everyday materials in your class, I want you to make a list of items you don't have but would love to have for your students. So often we get curriculum materials from our administrators, but they may not include what you really need for your students. Just being real here. So if you want other supplies, my best recommendation is to just make an Amazon wish list. Then send the link to your classroom parents and simply ask for donations. Listen, I can hear you in my mind saying, they won't buy anything. My parents don't have money like that. Girl, they don't even sign their homework folders or behavior charts. I hear you, but trust me, you will get some parents that are dying to be involved in their child's class and help you with whatever and however you need them to. Trust me, send them the list and watch the magic happen. Now, should you expect your list to be completely cleared? Probably not the first or second time you send it, but you could add a priority sign to certain items on Amazon so that they know what you would love to have first. And if you need any help setting one of these up, go ahead and hit me up on Instagram at shanti.macias, and I'd love to walk you through it. Hey, preschool bestie, what if you could kick teacher or homeschool burnout to the curb and feel rejuvenated and ready to take on the next school year with joy and ease? Educate and Rejuvenate is the live virtual conference for pre-K through 6th grade teachers and homeschool parents to work smarter, not harder, and live their best lives. There will be 2 full days of sessions that you can attend live on July 16th and 17th, plus more than 60 pre-recorded sessions. You'll soak up a wide variety of inspiration, unique teaching tips, innovative educational strategies, and a whole lot of mindset hacks from seasoned teachers, children's book authors, professional motivational speakers, homeschool moms, and life coaches, all from the comfort of your home. I'll be presenting 3 keys to preschool homeschool success. Get your tickets today by clicking on the link in the show notes. You won't be able to find a fun live virtual conference like this anywhere else. Don't miss out. Let's get back to our show. We've talked about what you can teach your students with simple materials and my fave supplies, but how about we get into some fun activity ideas for you? Here are 4 creative activities you can do with simple everyday supplies. Here's the first one, sensory bins. All you need is some rice, beans, kinetic sand, water beads, shredded paper, or any other base to use as a filler, and then some activity cards or puzzle pieces, plastic toys, or magnetic letters as items to find and use to complete the activities. The second activity is a DIY puzzle. Get some paper or cardboard to draw big outlines and smaller pictures inside, then decorate them and cut the pieces to have your students complete a puzzle. You can also teach them the process and encourage them to create their own and keep at the art center or a safe space to help them relax and unwind. The third activity is your dramatic play center. That's a whole activity in itself. Get some kitchen items like bowls, spoons, cups, and more. Grab some baby items like clothes, diapers, bottles, and even some pretend play food. Some cleaning supplies like dusters and brooms, rags and sponges. All of these materials could really enhance the overall experience of playing and learning in the dramatic play center. Here's my favorite tip. You can also add seasonal or thematic items to this center to have them play with a specific theme or holiday. How fun is that? And the fourth activity is books. Grab some pencils, crayons, colored pencils, markers, scissors, glue, and a hole puncher to create your own class books. They can make their own classroom books about the letters in the alphabet, numbers that they're learning, their favorite things like color, number, people, places to go, even some fun class events like a visit from a parent or a read aloud or even a field trip, and so much more. Okay, let's recap. We talked about what we can really teach our students with everyday items. Then I gave you a list of my favorite simple materials I used to teach my preschoolers. And you also heard 4 creative activities you can do with simple everyday supplies. It's so much easier to get overwhelmed and want to have all the materials to teach your kiddos. But remember, the best thing you can do for your students and yourself is to keep it simple. Embrace the joy of teaching your preschoolers with simple materials and it'll be worth it. Audit your supplies every quarter and donate things you haven't used in a while or don't plan on using. Don't keep things just to keep them, just in case. Because I know how this looks. I know we teachers tend to hoard lots and lots of items, but trust me, it's really not necessary. You've got this. Don't forget to grab this week's preschool activity pack right now so you can use these simple items that go perfectly with our fun, easy to prep and use activities. Go to shantymacias.com/shop to get your hands on our best-selling resources. Enter the promo code NEWBESTIE10 for 10% off your order. See you there. Thank you so much for hanging out with me today. I love creating content to support you on your preschool journey. So if you enjoyed this episode, reach out to me on Instagram and let me know what resonated or any questions you may have. Let's keep the conversation going so we can support more preschool teachers and parents just like you. See you in the next episode.